Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, not so much Aaron. Today, my friends, you have Tammy Hall from Bozeman, Montana. I had a radio show over there for 7 years, and, well, I enjoyed it. Tammy on Tuesday. I also did a magazine article I got to write for the Chronicle. I had an opinion article that I got to do, a column. For 20 years, I made it through 7 liberal Bozeman Chronicle editors till they finally fired me. So I thought I did pretty good, actually. I'll have to tell you that story sometime. It was quite interesting. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am to be here today. I am humbled beyond words that Aaron, who I think is one of the premier patriots of Montana, would trust me to be in this time. I consider it a great privilege. In fact, before we go off here to our first break, I'd like to share with you the verse I read this morning from the Bible, one of my favorite before I have an opportunity to do something like this. And it's from Jeremiah 15:17. And Jeremiah's upset. He's complaining to God because he doesn't think God appreciates him. And Jeremiah says, I have not joined in the people in their merry feasts. I sit alone beneath the hand of God. I burst with indignation at their sins. Yet you have failed me in my time of need. Your help is uncertain as a seasonal mountain brook, sometimes a flood, sometimes as dry as a bone. And the Lord God replied, stop this foolishness and talk some sense. Only if you return to trusting me will I let you continue as my spokesman. You are to influence them, not let them influence you. You will not conquer you unless you do what I ask you to do for me, and then I will protect you, says the Lord. So that was a great verse to read this morning. No more moaning and grumbling. He's got our six. So here's God's glory today. Let's see. I was going to start by saying it's an absolutely gorgeous morning. I'm spoiled. I live in Bozeman. Everybody in Bozeman thinks it's the only beautiful place in the world, and it is beautiful. But so is Great Falls with its rolling plains, and so is Helena, and so is northern Montana. Wow, there's something immense. Just saw a special on the cowboy Brody, who is a bobcat and also a cowboy. I have to watch that special. Bring it up on YouTube. You'll never see a better one. The Montana Cowboy. And he plays for the Bobcats, and he's in Melstone, Montana, and they show from above, you know, with one of those big planes flying over. Nothing to see for miles and miles and miles, but this little cattle operation right down in the middle of it, just plunked there with one of the greatest Bobcats, who was voted by his senior team this year to wear the Legacy jersey, which is number 41, because in 1941, MSU students left to go to World War II, and they lost 12 Bobcats that year in the war, and 41 because we're the 41st state. And it's the most amazing article about the courage of these people and what they do, and these farmers and ranchers who are up with us early this morning. So before we go to the first break here, I want to say, Robin and JR, I know you're up, all the ranchers and farmers. Good morning to you, and God bless you.
Securing America.
Nearly a month out from Election Day, and Director of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, is trying to reassure Americans that they will be able to feel confident in the outcome, despite what she calls election disinformation, but also distrust among voters, as some countries are attempting to influence the election.
Malicious actors, even if they tried, could not have an impact at scale such that there would be a material effect on the outcome of elections.
She says intelligence agencies and tech companies have tracked fake websites and social media profiles to Russia and Iran, that China is also trying to influence the outcome. Ballot counting machines are not connected to the internet, and that most registered voters will have a paper record they can verify. The reassurances as some states and counties across the U.S. have turned to paper ballots and hand counting to combat potential vote fraud. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will stay in the low 80s in Bozeman to the mid 80s in Billings. South winds will stay quite gusty in Bozeman to up to about 40 miles per hour at times this afternoon. For tonight, some clouds build in. Still can see a couple of rain showers as well late, with low temperatures from around 40 in Bozeman to 52 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, coming up this Friday on Montana Talks, I've got to drive back from the Flathead so I can go to my son's football game, but you're in luck. Tammy Hall, she'll be filling in on Friday's Montana Talks, taking your phone calls and more. Always great to get her insight. And then 1 week from this Friday, I'll be in Kalispell, actually Columbia Falls, with a live show Friday, October 11th from Northwest Parks and Equipment in Columbia Falls. So, great shows coming up for you, hitting the road even more.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Play.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm talking away, but I didn't have my button on. That was... Yeah, didn't push my button. Anyway, it's 56 years. Kelly's standing next to me. We've been married 56 years. It's the best thing in life. It's God's plan for everybody. Be married, have children, have two parents. It's a wonderful plan. I know we don't live in a perfect world, but I tell you what, there's nothing wrong with aiming for that. It is. It's not easy. People are always saying to me, "What's your secret?" Well, it's not that big a secret. First of all, you have to have a sense of humor. If you don't have a sense of humor and laugh every day, then you don't get along and you're not best friends. You've got to have passion. God created passion for marriage. It's an important part of marriage. It's not for the dirty world out there to distort and pervert. It's a beautiful thing, and you've got to have that. And trust. You have to trust each other. Otherwise, you live in a state of panic. You just trust. And mostly, you need God. Because this is just too hard a job to do for two people. So you need a three-legged stool. And as long as you have that, and you travel together down the road, the good, the bad, the indifferent. I used to say to people that when they asked me, what's the secret of being married 56 years? And I'd say, well, if you've ever been out in the ocean and you boogie board... Now, boogie boarding's a great sport. You just love it because anybody can do it right away. And the you just can't be bad at it, because if you're bad at it, it's more fun. And all you do is hang on to a silly little board out there and just paddle out and let's hold on to the board. And here comes a big wave. And you turn around and you catch the wave and it just... Oh, wow, it takes you to the shore. It's the most exciting thing you ever felt. You say, I can't wait to go back out and do that. It was just this rush of water. And you're just laying on the board. You're not trying to stand like some fool in the Olympics. And then you swim back out. And then you wait. And then here comes another wave. And you think, okay, this is going to be fun. And you miss this one. You don't catch it just right. And it gets you. And it flips you upside down. And you get buried in the bottom of the sand. I'll tell you, you're digging sand out of places for the next 3 days. And it is, you go, well, that was awful. I don't know if I want to do that again. But you do, because, hey, you got the board and you have the ocean, and why not? So you go out there and you wait for the waves. And you wait. And and you wake. And you just sort of sit there bobbing, thinking, I know a wave's coming. And I pretty much think that's like marriage. See, I think a good marriage, there are moments that are so high and wonderful when you have those kids, when you buy your first house, when you come together at a really, a wonderful, joyous time. And it's just high, but there's also those low times. And you just hang on to the Lord and you hang on to each other in those low times that just kind of scratch you up and beat you up. But mostly, folks, you're just treading water. Mostly you're just treading water, wondering what's coming next. And you learn to just appreciate those times. Those are the times when God says, be still and know me. So you do. Now, I wanted to make a couple of little announcements here this morning. My grandson, who is now at the University of Louisiana State, how does a kid graduate from Billings Central and end up at Baton Rouge? I mean, really, but he's studying down there because they have chemical engineering, and he was planning ahead. Pretty amazing. But he said to me when he was 4 years old, Grandma, are you a getter-upper or a sleeper-inner? I said, well, I'm a sleeper-inner. I am definitely. And he said, what's Grandpa? I said, oh, Grandpa's a getter-upper. He said, I know. He says, Grandma, I'm a sleeper-inner. I love to sleep in. I don't ever want to get up. But my mother is a getter-upper. And my brother, he's a getter-upper. And if you have a getter-upper in the house, the whole house has to be getter-uppers. And so it made me think about our friends out there today that are farming and ranching. And I know you're listening in as you wander around working, and I want us to appreciate the fact that the food that you're going to eat, you know, there was some radical, radical progressive, probably educated in California at one of these big universities who wrote, I don't know why we have to kill animals. They can just go to the store and buy steaks if they want them. What do you say? What do you say? And I guess you believe that. And I know, and you and I know, we know better. We know that right now there are ranchers and farmers who got up at the crack of dawn, and they're out there doing the hardest work that anybody could do, depending every day on the Lord, because they have to have rain at a certain time. And we have a hobby farm. My husband grew up on a dairy farm in Idaho. And he said he'd never leave it. He wanted to somehow have one in Montana. And we don't have many acres, but praise God, because we're in Bozeman. If we hadn't bought 10 acres 45 years ago, we wouldn't have it today because we couldn't afford it. But he has it. He uses it well, and he puts it into hay, and he puts it into cattle, and he's out there working on it and doing what he needs to do. He said, you'll know we're poor the day I bring home a milk cow. He said, if I have to milk a cow, that's 24/7, and I don't want to do it. But he says, as long as we don't bring home a milk cow, we're not poor if we don't have to do that, because that's too hard. That's just too much hard work. But I'll tell you, I watched that man, and he'd say, man, I hope it rains. I hope it rains. We're just finishing up the hay. And then he'd go get it cut, and he'd say, oh, I hope it doesn't rain. I hope it doesn't rain. We don't want rain now. And then he'd get it baled, and he'd put it up, and he'd go, oh, I hope we get some hay. I mean, rain. I mean, it's like, oh, my word. You just depend on so many factors. We have these great friends who ranch up around Geraldine, and they're wonderful ranch and farm, and man, they had to sell off their cattle because in came the grasshoppers and in came the drought, and it just wiped them out. Now they're trying to get back into it after they sold them off, and the prices are so high it's ridiculous, so they can't. And the wheat prices, we're buying wheat from South America, people. We are buying wheat from South America right now, and in Montana, they're about going broke, our wheat farmers, because they get so little money for it. It's about equivalent to what they got back in the Depression. Oh, God bless those farmers and ranchers.
Democracy 24.
A secretive group called the Patriots Run Project has recruited random Trump supporters in several close House districts to run as independent candidates. That could siphon Republican votes and boost Democratic candidates. This is according to a report in the Associated Press. First-term Iowa Republican Congressman Zach Nunn says the group tried to unseat him.
Democrats have stepped up their game to use truly shady tactics.
One conservative organization, Americans for Public Trust, and its executive director, Caitlin Sutherland, has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission, accusing the group of violating campaign finance laws.
The level that they have gone to interfere in these key elections is astounding, and they should be held accountable for these actions.
Democratic Party campaign organizations say they have nothing to do with the Patriots Run Project. House Democrats say they've never heard of the group, and the charges that Democrats are interfering in elections are nonsense. In Washington, Rich Edson, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will stay in the low 80s in Bozeman to the mid-80s in Billings. South winds will stay quite gusty in Bozeman to up to about 40 miles per hour at times this afternoon. For tonight, some clouds build in. Still can see a couple of rain showers as well late, with low temperatures from around 40 in Bozeman to 52 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look, we've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country here in Montana. And you're seeing what the TV stations are putting out. You already saw what the major newspapers are putting out. A bunch of fake news media that's just propping up liberal Senator John Tester and doing whatever they can to be biased against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Here's the deal. Facebook doesn't want you to see the truth. Google doesn't want you to see the truth. If you want to get our Montana Talks content that we're delivering, download the app on your smartphone.
Fall into big savings all in the Kroger app. Buy two get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordblond. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service rule requiring electronic identification ear tags for the interstate movement of some cattle and bison will take effect on November 5th. The rule, announced in April, updates a 2013 regulation by mandating EID tags for certain livestock, including sexually intact cattle and bison over 18 months, dairy cattle and rodeo or exhibition animals as well. There has been widespread concern over USDA's EID rule. Groups like the U.S. Cattlemen's Association say they support a resolution to block APHIS from mandating EID tags under the current regulation. And many are asking, how did the rule come about? Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association shares more.
This is an effort that we saw really start to take shape under the Trump administration. Over the last few years, USDA has continued to evolve this concept of transitioning the use of metal ear tags to a tag that USDA is referring to as both visually and electronically readable to cover those classes of cattle that have been subject to the animal disease traceability rule since 2013. And it's important that cattle producers around the country understand just what that means for their operations. First and foremost, I think it's important for folks to understand what this rule is not. This rule does not create the ability for USDA to aggregate information on your larger farm and ranch operation. It does not give them the ability to ascertain emissions data or build some kind of a database to use for other purposes. This is basically a new way of transferring the same information animal health officials are already using to monitor that class of cattle intact over 18 months moving interstate, as well as rodeo cattle, show cattle, and bison when they're moving throughout the supply chain. So this doesn't apply to feeder cattle. This doesn't apply to cattle under 18 months of age. This is about breeding stock moving interstate.
USDA says tags are available at no cost through state departments of agriculture or livestock while supplies last. The system, they say, aims to improve disease traceability, helping prevent outbreaks and reduce quarantine times. But as we mentioned, producers are still wary about the rule.
Experience the ultimate rush. There's only one sport this dangerous. There's only one sport this fast. There's only one place where it all happens. The Mile Pro Rodeo. It's the heart-pounding rodeo events with the greatest athletes in the arena. Join us October 11th through 12th at Metro Park for two electrifying performances. Secure your tickets now at MetroPark.com. Get ready. This is the Mile Pro Rodeo.
Don't miss a beat on the latest trends in Pulse production with the Pulse Potential Webinar Series. The series offers valuable education on Pulse production, covering topics such as benefits, trends, market drivers, and the journey from producer to processor. October features Zach Bateson with the National Agricultural Genotyping Center, and December will host Weston Merrill with the Montana Department of Agriculture. Miss the webinar? Catch the playback. Search Northern Crops Institute and click on webinars and dive into the power of pulses.
A geomagnetic storm today could affect navigation, communication systems, along with GPS, which could impact fall planting in some farm equipment. Yesterday, the Space Weather Prediction Center detected a strong solar flare, the largest of the current solar cycle, which could disrupt navigation systems throughout the weekend. Geomagnetic storms slower to reach Earth than flares are expected to follow. The forecast for a G3 storm today potentially could disrupt power systems and satellite navigation. Just something to be aware of if you're out using GPS in the tractor today. I'm Wayne Northlund, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today with Tammy Hall from Bozeman, Montana, and I have a caller I'm excited about. I wanted to mention before we went to break that, hey, FEMA's out of money. That before the Congress stopped the session for October to go back and campaign, they gave them another $20 million just in case because they knew hurricanes were coming. And praise God that Donald Trump and Graham, Franklin, went down there to make sure everybody was taken care of because Kamala was campaigning in California when the hurricane was hitting, and Joe Biden was laying on the beach saying, "But when I wake up, I get a phone call or two about it." And so, luckily, Donald Trump went down there to see what was happening. But yeah, they're out of money, and they have given $30 billion to the illegals out of their budget. Yes, isn't that fun? And I have a caller today from Roundup. We have Nancy. Nancy, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing real good, Tammy, and God's blessings to you, and happy wedding anniversary, and praise the Lord for true love, huh?
Oh, it is a gift.
Okay, well, I want to get into, first I have to say about the Salvation Army. They're down there in the southeast helping the people of North Carolina, the hurricane victims. And, you know, I have nothing but good things to say about the Salvation Army. They came here when we had a double flood in 2011 here in Roundup, and they were just some of God's special angels. And they used to make these little brown paper bag lunches, just a simple traditional bologna and cheese sandwich and maybe a bag of chips and a couple of pieces of hard candy. I'm telling you something, because I was a flood victim. I went up and got some brown bag lunches, and that meant so much to me that they actually took the time to put that little sandwich together. But I want to say about what's happening there, considering the FEMA. FEMA is broke. Of course, $1.4 billion was spent on illegal aliens. And we have Kamala Harris, who is a clueless, heartless meathead, who has offered the people $750 apiece. And I just want to give some statistics out here. Every illegal alien that comes into our country actually gets about $9,000. They get gift cards up to $5,000, cell phones, housing, food, medical, you name it, they get it. And I don't understand, like the country of Ukraine, so far we've given $24,400,000 to the country of Ukraine, and that averages out to $6,500 per man, woman, and child in that country. It's just extraordinary.
Isn't it amazing how we don't take care of America first? Isn't it amazing that they're telling us they don't have any money to help the people in America? But, hey, we're going to head off here to a break, but, boy, do I ever appreciate you calling, because you are just...
Can I come back? I got a couple more things I'd like to say.
Yeah, come back after we get through the breaks and after we have another minute. Good morning. So, got the music playing.
Montana Talks.
Hello. Montana Talks with Tammy. I was dancing. I was listening to music. Travis just said sorry. He's our engineer talking to me through a window, and I don't know if he meant sorry because the music didn't come on right or sorry because I was dancing. I didn't know which one. Anyway, we've got about 1 minute left to hear from Nancy in Roundup. She had an opinion about FEMA. So, Nancy, are you still there?
Yeah, even though you didn't want me to take the extra time, but it's a call and show, Tammy, so...
Oh, anyway, no, I wasn't saying that.
Well,
we
I heard what you said during the break.
We had to take the break.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just want to say that the Southeast has always been blue states, and I hope that they've learned their lesson that the party that they've always voted for has let them down. And I just want to know, do you think that these people are going to be able to get to the polls? How are they going to vote in November if there's another hurricane coming and we've got all this devastating disruption?
Oh, good point.
Is that going to affect the election in November? And since, okay, I'll let you go.
No, don't, Nancy,
Hey,
we got to talk here for a minute, okay? What I want to make clear, because, you know, being a Christian conservative, I apologize if I was sitting here talking to my husband about what my schedule is. I've got people and tapes to play, and so I was saying I don't want to get hung up yet on FEMA because we got other topics. But I really appreciate you calling in, and when I saw your name up there, I got all excited about it. So I please don't take that wrong. I have been wrestling with that question, too. Do you think people... Are people in Montana going to vote now that a lot of them are being pressured to do it with their paper ballots again once we got through the whole COVID, I don't know, the whole freak out of COVID where they practiced how much we would jump when they said jump? To me, that was all just a big pretest of how fast Americans would give up their freedom, how we got shots we didn't want, and how we closed our churches but kept open casinos, and just crazy times, you know. Do you think people will still vote, Nance?
Well, I think that they will vote. They feel it's an obligation and a duty. I believe that it's even clearer now who to vote for, and thank God we had a debate with J.D. and that Laws. I think it opened up a lot of people's eyes. I just pray to God that Donald Trump gets back into office in November. I don't know what will happen to the country if this Kamala Harris gets in there. We will never recover. It's I cringe every time I think of her in the White House, and I just hope so. But I know this storm is going to keep a lot of people from the polls. I mean, my God, the mailboxes, the polls have been washed away. I mean, like Rosie washed out. How are they going to get there?
I think one of my concerns, Nancy, is that they'll use it as an excuse. Okay, we're heading into another break, and please feel free to hang on.
No, I'm good. I'm cool. I said my piece. Other people should call in, too.
Okay, thanks Nance.
Bye.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. If there's one thing we'll remember about 2024, it's strong wind storms. Another one headed our way today. The National Weather Service has issued high wind warnings with a possibility of damaging winds in the valleys of western Montana. Winds will gust 30 to 40 miles per hour, but higher elevations along the divide extending into north central and central Montana likely to top 50 miles per hour, lasting into early Saturday morning. While drought conditions are slowly easing, there's one spot in Montana still hurting for moisture, and that's the Blackfoot Basin, which remains in D4 or exceptional drought conditions. State of Montana climatologist Kelsey Jensko says problems started with half the usual snowfall last winter and didn't get any better through the summer.
We had a period of cool weather in the spring and some late season rainfall and snow events, but that didn't do enough to really fill the cup. If you think about it, this watershed's a big cup, and it was about 57% full in terms of inputs of moisture.
The Blackfoot Challenge implemented mandatory water restrictions in mid-July, weeks ahead of normal. The river is still only running at 400 cubic feet per second. A former leader of the Montana Highway Patrol taking Attorney General Austin Knutson to court. Former Colonel Steve Lavin filed a lawsuit saying Knutson forced him out. He believes he was forced out after starting a survey among troopers. It's one of the biggest weekends of the year in Bozeman as Cat fans from far and wide flood the town to celebrate all things Montana State. Derek Wolf has the schedule.
It's homecoming week at Montana State University, and all kinds of activities are planned for Bobcats young and old. Friday night will be a pep rally. Saturday, the parade kicks off downtown in Bozeman at 10 a.m. at a 2 p.m. kickoff as the Cats host Northern Colorado for homecoming 2024. In Bozeman, I'm Derek Wolf, Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Here's News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "The purpose of an education is to create a citizenry intelligent enough to maintain its freedom." So how are we doing? This week, you had a conversation with a man in his mid-70s whom I consider to be a mentor. The subject of politics came up and he began shaking his head. He told me of a young man in his mid-30s with whom he had a conversation earlier in the week. At some point, they began discussing the difference between communism and capitalism, and the young man said that he saw no problems with communism. My older friend was dumbfounded. He and I are both from the generation where communism was a major threat. It still is. I've traveled extensively in countries that are either formally or currently controlled by the Communist Party, and it's not a pretty picture. When my friend tried to explain the pitfalls of communism, the younger man was highly skeptical. When my friend talked about the tens of millions of people who were killed during the communist takeovers of Russia and China, he refused to believe it. And when my friend asked if the young man had ever heard of Marx or Engels or Stalin or Mao, the answer was no. Now, this young man was not unintelligent. In fact, he's highly educated. The problem is that many in government, the media, and academia now view communism as a legitimate political option. And I'm not just talking about socialism. I'm talking about full-blown Marxist communism. There was a time in our nation's history when we as a people were of one mind. Communism was evil, period, paragraph, and it should be resisted at all costs. Unfortunately, that's no longer the case. Many people see communism as a viable or even preferable alternative to our representative republic. They fail to understand how communism strips a nation of its freedoms, religious liberty, creativity, drive, and motivation. Government of, by, and for the people is replaced by a top-down, centralized command and control government where individual liberty is non-existent, prisons and so-called re-education camps are filled with political prisoners, and citizens literally fear the government. The challenge for us as Americans, and even right here in Montana, is that these ideals are gaining a foothold. A couple of months ago, I talked about being in Washington, D.C. during the protest riots when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to the U.S. Congress. One of the things that shocked me most about the rioters was the number of American Communist Party flags mixed in with Palestinian, Hamas, and even ISIS flags. In Montana, we now have members of the Democratic Socialists of America running for public office, and the head of Montana's largest public employees union is a member of the Industrial Workers of the World, which has ties to the Communist Party. These all point to an alarming trend which, if left unchecked, could lead us down a dark path that would result in a loss of freedoms for generations to come. It's time to snap out of our complacency. Elections matter, and when a new crop of leaders are sworn in January, every single seat in the legislature and Congress and every statewide public office will be filled. The question is, by whom? Will they be people who cherish freedom or people willing to sacrifice our freedoms for perceived security? Only time will tell. for the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofsky reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
And thank you to, first of all, Nancy for calling in from Roundup, and I'm sorry if I confused her when I, or me, I take responsibility for what I said, that I was saying I had a bunch of things to get to here. I don't handle it as well as some people, you know. I multitask at my age, but it usually involves reading a book while I'm sleeping, you know, while I lay in bed. I sort of listening to the radio while I go to the bathroom. That's about as much multitasking as I can get in. Okay, so I wanted to, I really appreciate Jeff's comments today. It's what I wanted to get to this morning while we were talking about people who are up early and getter-uppers, and that's our teachers and our moms and our homeschoolers, and I had some information on that I wanted to share. If you want to tune in later, by the way, if you've got schedules and meetings to get into and stuff to run in the other room and do, I want you to know Tim Sheehy will be on with me at a little after 8 o'clock, and he's running for the most important Senate seat in Montana. He's great. He's always, always entertaining and educational. And if you watched the debate Monday night, he wiped the floor with poor old John Tester, who just looked angry because he's so far behind in the polls. Then we'll have Ryan Zinke, who's going to retain his congressional seat, I'm sure. And about 9:45, we'll have Austin Knutson, and we'll have the First Lady, Susan Gianforte, at 9, talking about how we get a book in every kid's hands. Backing up to what Jeff talked about, one of my favorite quotes is by Theodore Roosevelt. And Roosevelt said, to educate a child in mind and not in morals is to educate a menace to society. Now think about that. To educate a child in mind but not in morals is to educate a menace to society. And we're seeing that, folks, because we're not teaching kids how to think. We're not teaching, but some people are. And so first I wanted to thank the teachers that are. My friend Jill, who retired at Colstrip, but you know how she spends her summers? She's going to weddings and sadly some funerals, and she's going to visit people in the hospital, and she's going all over the state, and they're all her kindergarten kids from Colstrip. Here she is retired, and she's busy always being parts of their lives because they look at her as somebody who came in and changed their lives. I have a friend, Shelby, who's teaching in Montfort and in Bozeman, and she teaches English or Spanish, and she took classes all through the summer and went on trips where she could learn to improve herself for this. And yeah, sure, it was a fun time, but man, there are people out there doing what needs to be done in the classroom. And then there's the homeschool moms. And man, oh man, do I respect them. Those homeschool moms and dads who are really making a phenomenal effort to educate their kids. I never figured out somebody could homeschool. I didn't think I was smart enough. And then I had a real good friend of mine who said, oh, it's fun. You only have to stay a day ahead of them. They said, we study at night, and I learn all this stuff, and next day teach it to them, and it's like going to school myself. I wanted to tell you some exciting data that came out. The Johns Hopkins Institute of Educational Policy, their homeschool research lab said that 90% of the states have increased their homeschooling last year. And the two primary trends they're seeing is that there's sustained growth now. They're way past the rebound. Yes, they saw the rebound growth that came after COVID, where people got used to homeschooling and had to. But what they're seeing now is sustained growth. In fact, they had to say, we're not even sure why it's happening. But while school population is declining, homeschooling is going up, and people are excited about it. North Dakota's at an all-time high. They had a 24% increase, and they were already one of the top. And even, you know, Rhode Island had a 67% increase. Who would think Rhode Island would be homeschooling? And Wyoming hit their all-time high. They went up 8% over the previous year, but they had already been growing and growing. So I thought that was just exciting for you homeschool parents. And by the way, the Virginia School Board, this is a positive note for me. They just settled, thanks to our good friends at the Alliance for Defending Freedom, and I know that you have heard them talk on this show, but the Alliance for Defending Freedom is kind of the counterpart to the old ACLU that sued for everything bad, and the Alliance for Defending Freedom sues for everything good. And a Virginia school board just settled a $575,000 with a teacher they fired over a transgender pronoun dispute. Now, this teacher taught French. And this teacher had been teaching at the school all these years. And this person is a very strong Catholic and was told that he had to use transgender pronouns with certain students in the class. And he said, I can't do it. I only believe in two genders. God made men and God made women. And you are what you are. And he said he couldn't do it and it would violate his. And they ended up taking him to court. And the Virginia school board blinked, folks. And he's getting $575,000. And he does not have to violate his own personal freedoms for that. I don't know about you, but I think that is a big one. I got to look here at how much time we have left. I'm a little confused. Let's see. We've got, I think I've got time to read this. I'm going to read you something. I got a minute. So I wanted to read you something that I like to share with teachers when I have them and I'm talking to them. I saw this in a classroom and I loved it. And this teacher put up a sign that said, I care too much about you to allow you to act up in my classroom. Therefore, there is no way I will allow you to stop someone else from learning. And there is no way I will allow you to disrupt my classroom. And there is no way I will allow you to stop me from teaching. And I thought that was a powerful statement that could be read or put up in every classroom in America. Because these teachers and homeschool parents, I mean, you're setting up the kids for the future. And if you instill in them a work ethic, man, I don't know how we thank you. I don't know how we thank the Miss Naylors and the Miss Hudsons and the Mr. Peters. Those are the ones I had 60 years ago, and I still remember their names. God bless. Come on back. It's Tammy filling in for Aaron Flint. Nobody fills in for Aaron, but I'm sitting here.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What's infuriating is we now know that the Harris-Biden administration, your border czar, took more than $1 billion of tax dollars that had been allocated to FEMA. And they used that money for their unvetted illegal immigrants. Now, I'm going to give you the icing on the cake. They're offering a mere $750 one-time payment from FEMA because they gave all of it to Harris Biden unvetted illegal immigrants. They gave all of it to another $8 billion in the last week to Ukraine. They're offering $25,000 down payments to home buyers. I mean, what about the people whose entire lives have been upended here?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, everyone. Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase your utility and gas prices? I know my family's feeling it really hard, and so are the people in my community. And not only that, he'll inflate costs on things that you need to live. Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to GoldCo today to learn how precious metals could help protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match and bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by GoldCo. Co.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When I go around saying that Montana's housing markets have problems that need fixing, not too many people disagree. And the problem most point to is the spectacular growth in prices and rents, especially in the last few years. And they're absolutely correct, especially when compared to the growth in income of folks trying to buy. But buying is just one side of the transaction, yes? The pain and anguish of every buyer and renter who's confronted by the high price tag of housing is exactly equal, dollar for dollar, to the joy of the owners of those properties receiving the cash. And while they may be silent, there are thousands of Montanans whose housing wealth has soared with the price surges of recent years. Aside from these self-centered perspectives, there are bigger reasons to be trying to fix our housing markets. Housing prices are higher than market factors alone would support because communities across the state have obstacles to building that didn't exist in the days when economic growth and housing supply growth were on the same page. I'm Patrick Barr.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
LessGov.com. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, today it's with Tammy Hall, and I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you, Aaron, for letting me fill in. It's at age 75. You know, when you're young, you know every birthday and what's coming up. I get my kids wrong. I tell you what, I threw a 50th birthday for my mentally disabled daughter, and And we had people there, and I had a video. And then the next day, I went to get my hair done, and my hairdresser said, oh, my hairdresser said, I was born the same year as your daughter. I said, you're 50. She said, no, I'm 51. I said, oh. Well, it was COVID. You know, we missed the whole year. And so Tara had a, she didn't care. But then I did it again the next year when my other daughter turned 50, and I put up a big sign at her party with a video, and not any of it, I put, instead of 1973, 1983. She said, thank you, Mom. You not only gave me life, you gave me 10 extra years, so everybody go home. I'm not 50. So I'm kind of got a reputation for not being good with numbers, so it's a good thing I'm not your senator. But I'll tell you what, we have some great people from Montana. Steve Daines is taking care of us right now. Steve Daines has got a new bill in, and he's trying to take care of some of this lost migrant children. He's trying to take care of some of the things that are going on with their failed amnesty program and what they're doing at the border. Thank you, Steve. And Governor Gianforte is going to commemorate October 7th terrorist attack instead of hide it away. I wanted to let you know, if you're in the Gallatin County area, that we're having a gala with the folks from the Duck Dynasty, Alan and Lisa Robertson, and we're selling tickets for that. It's going to be October 17th, and you can write the show if you're interested in getting tickets to that. But it's going to be a great fun evening, and it's about rescuing people from human trafficking, and it's by Flutter, which is an incredible group that places sonograms and around the world use sonograms that pro-life people have, and they get a new one and they place the old ones around the world to save children. And Kelly and I are having an event at our house on Monday night and for Austin Knutson. And if you want to meet, you'll hear Austin later, but he's the greatest attorney general. He will answer any questions you want. So if you're in the Bozeman area, want to go to a reception Monday night for Austin Knutson, just write here to the show or get in touch with me, and we'd love to have you join us. So that would be great. I wanted to correct something. I appreciate, again, Nancy calling in from Roundup. Roundup, is that what it was? Yeah. And she brought up the Helena update, and I made a mistake. I said that we have spent, I think I said $30 million or something or whatever on the aliens, but the Biden administration has bragged that they've given over about $1 billion of their budget to illegal aliens. They've also bragged they gave $1 billion to Palestine, and just last week they gave $336 million more. Now, I want you to hear that, folks. That's Palestine. Out of our FEMA bill, they're telling us that they don't have money for FEMA. They sent them to Palestine almost a half a million dollars last week, I mean more than $336 million last week, for them to have electrical units. Well, people in who are hit by Helene, they don't have electrical units. We have to put America first, folks. This is crazy. And that's why I really encourage you to listen in later to Tim Sheehy and the folks that we have, because, you know, those are the folks that are going to help us take back this country. People say to me all the time, what can we do? What's going to happen to our great country? Well, right now, I'm going to appeal to seniors. You know, seniors, we are not the greatest generation right now. We're a little bit behind them. But we're pretty darn good, and we're pretty darn tough. And I will tell you that John Tester right now, his entire campaign, desperate campaign, because he's 6 points behind, which is huge. His whole campaign is to scare you. And I want you to stand up tall and say, I'm not scarable. I am a senior, and I'm not afraid of you. All right? Come on back at the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to have a great time talking about China's broke. China's broke.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It was treated as a bombshell story, wiping away coverage of the VP debate, especially on MSNBC. A federal judge unsealing special counsel Jack Smith's report on the January 6th investigation. His last chance to get it out there. Except so much of it seemed familiar. Yes, there were a couple of new tidbits, such as Donald Trump telling an aide, so what? When he was told that Mike Pence's life might be in danger. Ronna McDaniel, former RNC chair, saying that the House Speaker in Michigan had said the whole scheme, that the idea that voting machines were rigged, was blanking nuts. However, we've seen all this, most of it, from Pence's book, from news reports, from the House January 6th committee. Nevertheless, it was a story that the media ran with. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.